MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 20, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. More welfare fraud uncovered in Massachusetts. Wicked new seafood market opens in Gloucester. And Peabody City Council continues budget work.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, the Red Sox win streak is at 5, and a Peabody High baseball player earns an award. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you. Partly cloudy, near 90 today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:54 a.m. and 10:57 p.m. State investigators have uncovered more than $2 million in welfare fraud in Massachusetts. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that according to State Auditor Diana DeZoglio's office, they looked into 1,250 cases during the third quarter of the fiscal year and identified 241 instances of public assistance fraud. Nearly 80% of that fraud was found in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. The auditor was recently on WGBH Radio, and she explained the additional fraud that her office has found at the legislature.
A lot of folks might not be aware that our tax dollars right here in the state of Massachusetts are able to go towards funding the silencing of folks in government who may have been harassed, discriminated against, potentially assaulted. There could be potential cover-ups of potential corruption even happening in violation of the law because there is no oversight of how these agreements are being used. So in the legislature, we know that at least 33 of these agreements have been executed, but we don't know how much they were for, why they were used, you know, or any of the, information surrounding them to make sure that there was an accountable process and that is an accountable process so that our tax dollars are not able to be abused by those who are in politically powerful positions.
State Auditor Diana DeZoglio. A new waterfront seafood market is opening in Gloucester. Gail McCarthy writes in today's Gloucester Times that Beverly's Dave Marciano, a wicked tuna captain for 13 seasons, is opening a shop at 52 Rear Commercial Street. That's in the pink building that was recently renovated by owner Monty Rome on Gloucester's working waterfront. The market will feature seafood as well as much sought-after merchandise related to the show Wicked Tuna. A Haverhill man has been convicted of the 2019 murder of 82-year-old Patsy Pat Shenna of Groveland. The Daily News reports that 54-year-old Liddell Graham was convicted of first-degree murder and will be sentenced tomorrow in Salem Superior Court. The Peabody City Council Committee on Finance continues to work through the fiscal year 2025 budget. Adam Levine reports in today's Daily Item that the city's $197 million budget is $10 million more than last year's. Mayor Ted Betancourt told the committee this week that some increases cannot be controlled.
Just like those household bills we all pay, these non-discretionary bills keep going up and up every year. This year's increases for each of those non-discretionary budget items are as follows. The employee health insurance went up 9.95%, which is by far the biggest increase that we've seen in health insurance since I've been mayor. I think last year was about 7%, and that was one of the higher ones. But 9.95% really hit this year. That is about $1.8 million, both city and school-wide. Our retirement bill went up $520,000. Our Essex Tech school assessment went up $700,000. That's a 13.2% increase in Essex Tech. Pretty significant.
Mayor Betancourt added that the cost of living increases account for $4.8 million in increased spending.
A primary driver of this year's budget increase is the cost of living adjustments for our city and school employees based on, again, our collective bargaining for fiscal year 23 through fiscal year 2025. As a mayor who negotiates contracts with each of our employee bargaining units, the 16, I do have some discretion here. I have always felt strongly that our hardworking municipal employees who deliver the services that our residents and business owners expect deserve a cost of living increase, particularly during these inflationary times. I respect those who feel differently or who believe the adjustment should be higher or lower, but I believe I negotiated in good faith and with the best interests of our city workers and the taxpayers they serve in mind. Our employees are the most important resource we have as a city. Each day they protect our lives and property, educate our children, maintain our parks and playgrounds, run our elections, promote public health, safeguard and provide our drinking water and other natural resources, advocate for our veterans and seniors, support the business community, protect our sensitive data, fill potholes, repair sidewalks, answer phone calls and emails, and maintain the city's finances, among so many other responsibilities.
PBD Mayor Ted Betancourt on PBD Community TV. And the head of school at the Harborlite Montessori School in Beverly is retiring. The Salem News reports that Paul Horowitz is stepping down after leading the school for the past 10 years. The school opened in 1973 and offers a comprehensive Montessori education from infant through middle school. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics are getting ready for tomorrow's Duck Boat Parade to celebrate the team's 18th NBA title. Meanwhile, the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays again last night, 7-3. Here is baseball insider Andy Carboni.
The Red Sox were north of the border last night. They made it 5 wins in a row, beating the Blue Jays 7-3, sweeping the 3-game series. Jaron Duran led the way with a home run, drove in a couple of runs, stole 2 bases. The Red Sox stole 5 bases in the game overall. Local 9 back on the field tomorrow night in Cincinnati. Game 4 of the 6-game road trip playing the Reds. First pitch is at 7-10 with Cutter Crawford getting the call on the mound. Red Sox return to Fenway on Monday, beginning a 6-game homestand with a first of 3 against the Blue Jays.
Thanks, Andy. Peabody High's Cam Connolly was named the Northeastern Conference Player of the Year. Connolly is a left-handed pitcher and, according to Matt Williams of the Salem News, was 8-1 on the season, an NEC championship, and he had 7 complete games on the mound. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Thursday. Stay cool. This is MSONewsSports.com.